Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is time now for our one-on-one with the pro, Brett Harsh, braving the elements from Bartlesville Health and Rehab. And how are you doing today, young man?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Well, I tell you what, this weather pattern's a little unusual, but
yes, it is. I think we might be getting a little wet this week too. So
is that what the old knee's telling you?
Yeah, I think so.
My knee is telling me too. I don't really need that weather degree to know it's going to rain in Oklahoma.
No, the body's starting to tell me for sure. So,
and you're a young man.
Yeah, I know. It's not good.
Well, we got some good news. We've got our streak still going, don't we?
Yes, we do. Our streak is, it's a very good streak to have. Still COVID-free. Still testing once a week per CDC guidelines, which, as we all know, kind of change, you know, week to week, sometimes day to day. But for right now, we are still testing every week, just so people know, and we can kind of keep everybody safe still. But hopefully we can keep this streak alive, because like I said, this is one of the streaks that you do want. So it's been really good.
Yeah, you know, we're closing in on 8-9 weeks, something like that.
I think it's longer than that. I think
might
it's
be 12.
Been, I'll have to check. I don't remember the exact week, but I think off top of my head, I want to say it's been since January.
Yeah,
at least beginning to middle of February. So yeah, it's been several weeks, getting into the months now at this point. So hopefully we can keep that streak alive, and everybody's just doing a great job of being able to, you know, really fight it, combat it. You know, infection control, Lacey's doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
All the nursing staff and everybody else in the building, as well as, you know, even the residents, are helping, you know, where they can and everything. So it's been really good, and you can really tell it's really improving the moods around for people as well too. Everybody's in a good mood, and we're starting to really see some activities and stuff, which we'll go into in a few minutes. But the activities that we've been able to do because of that, is it's been really fun and really nice to see everybody with smiling faces.
Well, what kind of activities do you have going on, young man? It is a little bit warm. I can't say it's a whole lot drier, but it's a lot warmer.
It has been a little warm. Warm-ish, we can say. It's kind of back and forth. But last week was nursing home week, and we did a different, you know, just something small every day, you know, whether it be your favorite team, you can wear that. We had a pajama day, stuff like that, but for staff and residents. But towards the end of last week, when we really got to kind of kick it off, we had, I believe it was Thursday, we had our pizza, popcorn, and movie day.
So there you go.
The residents really enjoyed that. I got that posted on Facebook. Still have some pictures I need to go through from Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And to get that posted on Facebook too. We like to really keep everybody in the loop, kind of through social media, and it's just really cool. We get some really cool pictures taken of the residents having a good time, and even the staff members as well. And then on Friday, I believe they did I was out of the office, but I believe they did and kind of an outdoor cookout / weenie roast type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were able to get outside and get out there and help cook some hot dogs and stuff like that. And just being able to be outside, outdoors, and, you know, enjoying the new patio, enjoying the weather, and, you know, it's just really nice.
And enjoying each other's company.
Right. That's, you know, you're absolutely right on that. You know, just being able to get out and, you know, enjoy each other's company and, you know, kind of conversate with some people, and then just being outside in general, it's really something that they've I'm not going to say we've, you know, completely taken it for granted, but it's something that you don't really think about having that luxury of doing until it's not there. So mm-hmm. when we, you know, now that we're able to get out, and that's not just for the residents, that's for the staff too, because the staff likes to be active and get out and do stuff with them as well. You know, it's mm-hmm. that's the fun part, you know, about being there. So for us to be able to kind of get out there, and I know my perspective has changed on it as well, and just, you know, learning to appreciate that, it's been kind of an eye opener, and we're really blessed, and we're thankful that we've been able to, you know, kind of get back into that. So it's been going really well.
Well, you know, you've been hitting, first of all, the good milestone there with the streak of being COVID free, and now people just kind of relaxing and taking it easy and enjoying life. That is a great thing. And of course, with all the different activities that you have going on there, that just kind of adds a little sparkle, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. It's to be able to do stuff like that. It does have that sparkle. I mean, they did a really good job during COVID. Well, since I have to say, since I've been there, they've done a really good job. And then it kind of came back for a little bit. We had some positive tests, and you know, nobody really got too down. I mean, it was we all had our moments where we were, you know, upset and kind of, but, you know, then once you start to see that light at the end of the tunnel, and now I really believe, I'm hoping that we're in the light that's at the end of that tunnel, and, you know, with the vaccinations and everything that's been going around, and, you know, we're kind of getting a hold on it on top of things. You know, things can still happen. There's still going to be positive tests, you know, in some places. Hopefully we're not one, but, you know, if it does happen, then we're prepared to handle that and, you know, and go into that when cross that bridge when we get there. But no, it is good to just be able to see that and get back into doing stuff like that. It really does just, it, you know, it livens up the place and it livens up the, you know, everybody's spirits as well. So it's really good to see.
Brett Harsh is with us. He is with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. And we've got, you've just told us that you had a good amount of activity going on here last couple weeks. What's on the calendar ahead?
So we'll continue to do our once a month. I believe right now they're keeping it at once a month. They do happy hour, which is really cool. They're going to do, you know, the activities girls do a really great job, and sometimes, you know, they just come up with stuff spur of the moment and just say, hey, you know, let's do this, and it's really cool. They're really great at it, and then I'll get the schedule. But I know that we're going to keep doing the happy hour. We're going to keep doing bingo, sitter size, things like that. We're probably going to do a cookout, I would say, at least once a month, so, you know, for something to be outside. But as far as indoor activities, well, the sitter size and the bingo and everything, that's going to keep going pretty steady. And then the happy hour as well. So that's the main things off the top of my head that I can think that they really enjoy. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to keep doing that. And then just, you know, as we continue to open things back up and, you know, are allowing people in the building, allowing people to, you know, get out and do things, I think we'll continue to see some more ideas being brought to the floor to see what we can, you know, we can get out and do that they'll enjoy, and, mm-hmm. you know, continue to do the things that they enjoy, but also come up with some new things as well that we can get in there and let them do too, because they really enjoy that.
On the rehab side, folks are feeling a lot better. You know, they're able to get what they need.
Right.
Probably with a great deal more frequency than in past because of you know, taking turns and spacing and everything. That's got to be pretty good.
Right, yeah, it's going well. People are getting in. Our census is really pretty good right now. We still have a couple of beds open, but for what, you know, we still have to be wary of or be aware of COVID. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we still try to – you can't completely, you know, social distance – 100% of the time as far as the residence goes if we are full. So with right now, our census is probably about where we want to be because we're able to safely house people and keep them. They have their own space, and then that way that keeps them safe. You know, we can care for them, you know, mm-hmm. kind of on an as-needed basis. But yeah, everything's going well. Our therapy girls are doing a great job. I mean, they have. You know, they always have. but they're really, yeah, it's kind of more of a just now we can kind of do it on, you know, the terms that we want to do it. We can kind of get people in there and get them in and out and give them the, you know, the rehab that they actually, that, you know, that they're going to need. And it is even that side, which can tend to be uncomfortable for some at first, you know, because it's something new. But even that part of it, it's even more relaxed and comfortable. People are, you know, I don't know if you ever enjoy it, but when you get in there,
you enjoy getting better.
And so when you're getting in there and there's, you know, not as much stress and not as much pressure to do that, kind of go at your own pace. That really lightens it up and eases the process a little bit. So yeah, it's going well.
Now, also, apartments for rent. You have a few of those. And by the way, folks, these things have been redone nicely, very nicely.
Yeah, they're very nice. We still have them at the $850 a month, the reduced price. To my knowledge, I think we're going to keep it there. But yeah, almost all of them have been remodeled now. We still have a few that are our maintenance guys are kind of going in and just doing the finishing touches on. You know, I think they took care of like two or three more in the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. But we still have the remodeled ones. We still have, I believe, three that are open right now. Mm-hmm. So the ones that are fully remodeled and ready for somebody to move into. So, you know, if you or your loved one, or, you know, anybody that needs a nice place to live, then that's definitely a good idea. Mm-hmm. Good option. Like I said, it's the $850 a month. I mean, that includes everything. And then we have certain separate meal plans. If you would like to also, pay for that and look at those mm-hmm. options. I have flyers. You can call and ask questions and take a tour and everything. And I mean, I'm constantly passing those flyers out as well, though, kind of getting the word out. So mm-hmm. I know those are around here and even, you know, some of the surrounding areas as well. So, but yeah, you're right. So they do. They are nice, and they are being remodeled continuously. And just like I said, there's a few more even that we're going to have available in the coming weeks that are just, you know, having the finishing touches coming.
Brent, how do we make that first contact to, you know, ask a few more questions about Barnesville Health and Rehab and about the apartments?
So our phone number, you can contact us at that always, is 918-333-9545. That's 918-333-9545. You can even, if you're not comfortable with, because you can call and schedule that appointment, mm-hmm. or if you, that's not your preferred method, you can message us on Facebook. Our Facebook, I'm on Facebook every day, like I said. You know, we're active on there, so we'll get, you know, usually in a pretty timely manner, we can answer questions to that effect. But and then also you can visit our website and look at some things as well. That's BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com, and we are also located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, or the facility just north of the hospital.
Very good, very good. Now, you've had some blood drives in the past. Are we looking at doing any more of those now that spring, summer?
Yes, we are. We actually have a blood drive. Our next blood drive is scheduled for June 22nd, mm-hmm. which I think it's a Monday. I'll have to double check that. But I believe we are on June 22nd going to have this blood drive. As of right now, it's still going to be on the blood mobile. And so we're not going to host it inside yet. We're just a little bit more comfortable, and I think the American Red Cross is comfortable with just doing it on their blood mobile. And so we're going to have the 29 slots, and this one's, I don't know if it's because of the warmer weather or what, but the last one filled up fast, and this one's already starting to fill up fast too, and we're over a month out, and it's still filling up. So it's last I checked, it was almost half full, and that was Friday. So it may be even more now. So if people are wanting to sign up, they need to get on there and sign up. If you have an account, you can do it online. You can call our office. You can contact me. Like I said, well, you know, there's a couple options there. But yeah, so we are scheduled for June 22nd. And
that's on a Tuesday.
It's on a Tuesday. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Just looked it up.
All right. Great. So it's going to be June 22nd, and that's going to be on a Tuesday. If anything changes, I'll be on Facebook. I'll be letting people know
that you'll be on here a couple of times.
I'll be on here a couple of times before then. So I'll be able to let people know if anything changes. But as of right now, I think we're still going to keep with the blood mobile. Just kind of a precautionary thing.
They're doing that body antibody
thing? Yeah, as far as I know, they're still cleared to do the antibodies test too. So that's a really hot topic too. So people can go in and see, you know, if they have the COVID antibodies as well. So, but we will still be doing that. But yeah, we're going to continue to do that on the bus. And then if anything changes, like I said, I'll let you know. We are scheduled, I believe, throughout the end of the year. We're going to have a couple more after this as well. So we'll kind of play it by ear to see if we're going to be able to get out of that format and go back into, you know, having some more people sign up other than the 29. But mm-hmm. but as of right now, that's the plan.
Very good. It is 9:43. We're with Brett Harsh, and he is with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. Well, what do we got left on the list, man?
Everything's good right now. I think I do want to thank Comforting Hands Hospice. They do a lot of things for us. We have a great relationship with them. Always enjoy talking to them. But they did set up, I believe it was last Monday, if I'm correct. If I'm not, forgive me for that. But I do know that they were in there, and they set up a coffee bar right outside of our front door, so when staff was coming in the morning, they were handing out some coffee and some other stuff for free, so to kind of just show appreciation to our staff. And they do a really good job. They're always doing stuff like that for us, and even if it's just small stuff, you know, it goes a long way and it means a lot. So we want to give them a shout out and thank them for that and for everything else they do as well.
Okay, as we sum it up, let's remind everybody where you are and how to get a hold of you.
All right, so we're located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, the facility just north of the hospital. We can be reached at 918-333-9545, 918-333-9545. We can also be on Facebook. Like I said, I'm on there every day. We're pretty active there, posting about what's going on. And you can also find us online at BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com, BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com.
Brent Harsh, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, take care now.